And a very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Yes, a very warm welcome to you. Well, from a wet Johannesburg, lots of rain over the last couple of days, but very, very, very welcome. Nice to have so much rain after days and weeks of drought. But anyway, a very warm welcome to you wherever you are, on the road, sitting in your home, waiting for the program, because, you know, at the end of the day, we can turn our attention to the Lord and just thank the Lord for his goodness to us. And we must never forget that. Sometimes things might not go the way we want them to go, but we thank the Lord for his goodness, for the very air we breathe, for our friends, the opportunities we have, and so on. So we come to the end of the day in time for us just to turn our attention to the Lord. And we ask the Lord to be with us as we praise him at the end of this day. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Thank you.
The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, and for this I long: to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger, for you have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path, lead me. And when they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him. Hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. He is the firstborn of all creation. He is supreme over all creatures. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. He is supreme over all creatures. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 11 to 28. Now, while the people were listening, Jesus went on to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem. And they imagined that the kingdom of God was going to show itself then and there. And accordingly, he said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to be appointed king, and afterwards return. So he summoned 10 of his servants, and he gave them 10 pounds. Do business with these, he told them, until I get back. But his compatriots detested him, and they sent a delegation to follow him with this message: 'We do not want this man to be our king.' Now, on his return, having received his appointment as king, he sent for those servants to whom he had given the money to find out what profit each had made. So he first came in and he said, 'Sir, your 1 pound has brought in 10. "Well done, my good servant," he replied, "and since you have proved yourself faithful in a very small thing, you shall have the government of 10 cities. Then came the second and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has made 5. And to this one also he said, "And you shall be in charge of 5 cities. Next came the other, and he said, "Sir, here is your pound. I put it away safely in a piece of linen because I was afraid of you. For you are an exacting man. You pick up where you have not put down, and you reap what you have not sown." "You wicked servant," he said, "out of your own mouth I condemn you. So you knew I was an exacting man, picking up what I have not put down and reaping what I haven't sown. Then why did you not put my money in the bank? And then on my return I would have drawn it out with interest." And he said to those standing by, "Take the pound from him and give it to the man who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, "But sir, he has 10 pounds. "I tell you, to everyone who has will be given more, but from the man who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for my enemies, who didn't want me to be their king, bring them here and execute them in my presence." But when he had said this, Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. Over the last couple of days, we've been hearing about Jesus in Jericho, going to Jericho, coming from Jericho, not important at all. He cured the blind man, Bartimaeus. He called Zacchaeus down from the tree. Zacchaeus, I want to be a friend in your house today. Come, let's celebrate in your house. Today, we find Jesus again now on his way to Jerusalem, coming into Jerusalem, I suppose. And he tells the story of the talents, we popularly call this piece of the gospel today. And it's a lovely story because it urges us, it encourages you and me to look at ourselves and to see what it is that the Lord has given us and what do we do with the talents that the Lord has given us. Maybe you don't know what your talents are. And maybe you need to stop sometimes and just have a look and see. What are your talents? And so Jesus tells the story in this format, where he speaks about the king giving the money. This man who goes away is going to become king. People don't want him to be king, but he says, "Look after all these things and take the money I'm giving you. Use it, make it work for itself, make it work for me, and so on. And when I come back, I will deal with you and reward you." We all have gifts and talents. But I think there's one particularly important thing that I want to say to you this evening. And that is that when we come to realize deeply in ourselves who we are, that is the greatest treasure that we have. Because so often we're striving to be people who we are not. In psychological language, I suppose, they'll call this your ego, as you strive to latch onto your unpopularity or your desire for fame or to do this, that, or the other thing. And very often we identify with our egos about who we think we are and who we would like people to think we are and so on. And that's all false. There's nothing there at all. There's no substance in our egos. It's just a lot of froth on the top of the beer, so to speak. What we need to do is to go deep down inside ourselves. And I think this is where we have the greatest, greatest gift that so often we don't realize. And that is who I am. Who you are in the sight of God. What has God made you? Who has God made you to be? And I think that's something very few people really, really think about. And I want you to think about that this evening. Because we can think about talents, all the talents that the Lord has given us. Maybe he's given you the talents of being somebody who can fix things, for example, Mr. Fix-It, or Mrs. Fix-It, or Ms. Fix-It. Or maybe you're a very good radio person or television person. Maybe you're a good administrator. Maybe you're a good typist, a good singer, a good musician. Lots of gifts. We all have gifts of different kinds. And we can spend a lot of time focusing on all these gifts and talents we have. And while it's good, so many people identify with the gifts that they have. You're a good musician, right? You play the piano very well. You identify with that gift that you have of being a good pianist, for example. But that's not who you are. That's something that you do. I want to say the Lord is giving you the greatest of all gifts, the gift of simply being. It's wonderful when I think of this. He's giving you the grace, the gift of simply being. And if we could just realize who you are, I am, in the presence of God, we are so rich. There's so much that's going to flow from us if we come to appreciate exactly who we are. And many people don't go down that road. We don't realize just how rich we are in the sight of God. And the more we come to realize who we are, the more we are going to grow and develop and come to a deep appreciation. It's like in the gospel today, you know, the more you have, the more you come to realize who you are, the more you're going to be given, you're going to come to a deeper appreciation of yourself. So let's not identify with who we think we are or who we might be because of the gifts and the talents that we have. I think the greatest gift we have is the gift of being, your am-ness, who I am in the sight of God. And God has given you that gift, given me that gift. And he says, use that gift. Let that gift multiply, that you come to appreciate more and more who you are. I think that's the first thing we need to do, is to come for a deep appreciation of who I am, of who you are in the sight of God. Forget about your egos. Forget about all the things that make up our mind, that make up our lives, all the things that we do every day. No. Come to appreciate who we are, who you are in the sight of God. That's the first thing. And settle with that. Just be present to that reality. Go and sit quietly on your stoop, or go and sit quietly somewhere this evening, and just turn your attention to yourself. Be aware of who you are in the sight of God. Being aware of the gift that you are, of what the Lord has given you and what the Lord has made you to be. Wonderful. Just expand on that and just be that. Second thing is, then have a look at your gifts and talents, whatever they might be, and say, am I using my gifts and talents? Am I using them for myself to boost my ego? Or am I using my gifts and talents to bring a bit of joy and happiness and so on to the people I meet every day, the people that I encounter in my office or in the factory or at home or on the farm, wherever it happens to be? What are the gifts and the talents that I have? And how can I use these gifts and talents to bring joy and happiness to others? And I think that's very much part of the gospel that we heard today. So those are the few thoughts I'd like to leave with you this evening. Realize that you are the greatest of all gifts. Be present to your reality. And then come to know your own gifts and talents. And ask the Lord to help you to use those gifts and talents to bring joy and happiness to others. Redeem me, Lord, and show me your mercy. Do not cast me away with sinners. Redeem me, Lord, and show me your mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Redeem me, Lord, and show me your mercy. Today is the feast, really, of the basilicas of St. Peter and Paul, the dedication of these basilicas in Rome. So the special antiphon for this evening is, the bodies of the saints have been buried in peace, and their name lives on for all generations. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The bodies of the saints have been buried in peace, and their name lives on for all generations. Now, the world is ablaze with the glory of God, who cares for his chosen people with infinite love. And in the name of the church, we pray, Lord, show your love to all people. Be mindful of your church and keep her free from evil and make her perfect in your love. Let all peoples acknowledge that you alone are God and that Jesus Christ is your Son. Give them the light of faith and grant to those around us all that they need so that they may know thankfulness and live in peace. And keep us mindful of those whose work is hard and unrewarding. May we give everyone the respect which is their right. And give peace to those who have died today. Grant them eternal rest. And Lord, we pray for an end to the violence and terrorism that we see happening around the world. We ask you in a special way to watch over our Holy Father, who faces so many threats every day. Keep him safe, that he might continue to inspire your people. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so, Lord God, give your church the help of the apostles Peter and Paul, who first brought it to the knowledge of the faith. May they always obtain for it an increase of grace, and we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much for joining me this evening for the evening prayer of the church. Lovely being with you again on this beautiful Wednesday. Get home safely, spend the evening with your loved ones, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow morning at 6. And so from me, Father Emil, thank you for being with me. Good night, and God bless.